Hi, everyone. I'm Asiye Inamdar at the CNN.com newsroom in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. The Kennedy family members say it appears Senator Edward Kennedy suffered a seizure this morning at his home. The 76-year-old senator is being evaluated at Massachusetts General Hospital. He was transferred there from a hospital in Cape Cod. The senator is said to be resting comfortably. In Lafayette, Louisiana, at least 3,000 people are being evacuated from their homes after six train cars derailed. Two of them are carrying hydrochloric acid and other chemicals, which began leaking. It happened early this morning. Local firefighters and state police are on the scene, going door to door, asking residents to leave. President Bush met with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt today. Afterwards, both leaders reiterated their support for the stalled peace process with Israel. The president also met with Afghan President Hamid Karzai. Mr. Karzai asked the president to give the U.S. people the thanks of the Afghan nation. The Blue Angels are headlining this year's air show at Andrews Air Force Base today. Among some of the attractions of this year's air show, an ethanol-powered plane. The Blue Angels Flight Demonstration Squad gave their first performance back in 1946. And finally, it's wedding day at Windsor Castle. Queen Elizabeth's oldest grandchild was married this afternoon. Peter Phillips, the oldest son of Princess Anne, married Canadian management consultant Autumn Kelly. Phillips has no royal titles and performs no royal duties. It's the first wedding for any of Queen Elizabeth's grandchildren. Peter Phillips is 11th in line to the throne. And those are the headlines this hour. For more on these stories and other news of the day, CNN is your source online, on TV, or when you're on the go.